Blog Talk Radio. The song just simply says, if he doesn't do anything else, he's already done enough. Bishop Brown wrote this song for me. Hallelujah. Oh, we going home, y'all. Old school. Yeah.
If the Lord never does anything else for me, praise him right now. He's done enough. Amen. If it doesn't be anything else, he's already done enough. Amen. Come on, family. Give God our praise. Lord, and all because he's worthy of your praise. Amen. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. God, it is scriptures and not ourselves. Come on, here, open up my mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, you're worthy. Amen. Right there. Yeah. Come on now. Open up your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah this morning.
Glory,
because God made a way when it seemed like it was no way. Amen. When he brought you out. Amen. When you thought it was over, God had another plan for your life. Amen. When it should have been, and it could have been. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you look around and see the presence of the Lord, the air that we breathe. Amen. The sun that shines on today. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, the trees, the grass. Amen, that you're able, body able, mind stable. Amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, that he restored your soul this morning. Hallelujah, know that God has kept you. You did not sleep the sleep of death. Oh, my Lord, my God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome, family, welcome.
Yes.
Welcome. Before we enter in, I am driving. I'm going to try to park here. I have an appointment this morning. I won't hold it long, but I did not want to miss our prayer call. I have to make sure my priorities are in order, and everything that God has me for me to do is first in line before I can do anything else. So I thank God for everyone that's here on the line today. I thank every family members. May God bless every household. Amen. May peace come and be still in your home. May you be a peacemaker. May you pursue peace all the days of your life. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Lord God, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God, that you've given to us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for the lying down and the raising up this morning, oh Lord, clothing us in our right mind, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We declare the crown of the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, that you have kept our family members and loved us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for life, health, and strength that comes from you, Father God. We thank you for every beat of our heart, amen, and every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We don't take you for granted, oh God, and we just want to say thank you. If we had 1,000 tons of peace, we still couldn't thank you enough, but yet we still would thank you. Holy Spirit of the living God, we ask in Jesus' name that you have your way right now, God. Oh, Lord, do what only you can do, Father God. Oh, Lord, change us, oh God, and make us more like you. Lord, we come to be changed this morning, oh Lord. Oh, Lord, put your hearts and mind and soul, oh God. If you find any wicked way of error, oh God, let it be taken out the way right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Oh, move on us right now, God. Even while we're still praying, oh God, we know that you're answering. Oh, Lord, touch and heal, deliver and set free your children, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord. Oh, Lord, we come for your help on today. Hallelujah. We thank you for your help. I hope that's on the way, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, you already know all about it, God. Let there be a breakthrough in the heaven this morning, amen. Let you pour out blessings, oh God, upon the house and homes of your children, oh God. Then we're going to have room enough to receive it. We just want to say thank you. We're going to get every attack of Satan in his agents right now. Every plan and agenda right now, we cancel it with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every hindrance spirit on the mount, every unteachable spirit, every fighting spirit, every manipulator of fear, every murderous spirit complaining, God by the spirit. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit, amen, of frustration, spirit of distraction, spirit of sickness and disease, ache, pain, and discomfort, and infirmity, and affliction. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We come against every spirit of oppression, depression, suicide right now, homosexuality. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We declare the cleansing we are blessed, amen, that we are delivered and set free from every evil spirit right now. The Holy Spirit is operating us and our family members and loved ones. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we love you and we need you, God. We come asking for more of you and less of ourselves, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you release your one angel to war against any spirit designed in the heaven to stop our prayers from being answered this morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare and declare by faith, amen, with our combined faith that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural, amen. Oh, Lord, let there be a breakthrough in the heaven this morning. Let you pour out blessings and we won't have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah to your name, God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we give it all over to you right now. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Do you all have, did you put the sugar and cream in here? You put the sugar and cream inside? We did. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on and shout and give God some praise this morning. Amen. Let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. I'm about to pull over so I can be stationary because I don't want to run into anybody or anything. So we thank God for one more time. I am driving, and I'm going to park here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you all for being with us this morning. We want to know how you're doing this morning. Amen. We're going to do things a little bit different since I have an appointment here. Once you have your prayer petition, we'll come into agreement by saying amen. And then I'll do a collective prayer of all that we petition on the line this morning. Amen. For the sake of time. Again, God bless you. Welcome. Amen. Avon, the thing, God bless you. How you doing this morning? How you been?
I'm doing good. I've been good. I thank the Lord. I'm doing great. And I thank the Lord. Amen. Glory.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Can't thank him enough. Yes, thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen.
No, I can't.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. God bless you. Ain't fun to see. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Cousin Bonnie, amen. God bless you. Welcome. How y'all doing and how you been?
Doing good. Thank God for seeing another beautiful day. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
I've been good. Mom, how you doing this morning?
Doing great. Great.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. It's good to hear y'all both are doing great over there. We just thank God for you to hear your voices
you.
One more time on this line. Amen.
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 God bless you both. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cousin Brenda Gale and Auntie Ruth and May, God bless you. Welcome. How y'all doing this morning? And how you been?
Good morning, family. Good morning.
Good morning. feeling pretty good this morning.
Yes.
God bless.
Amen.
God bless.
Amen.
All the sick.
Yes, Lord.
I'm in the hospital.
Yes, we're excited this morning to see what the Lord has in store for us.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Good morning.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, God. Amen. God bless you both. We love you. We thank God for it. Good to hear your voice. We thank God for the turnaround from last Saturday to now that Auntie Ruthie May is sounding good and strong and awake this Saturday morning. Amen. God bless you, Auntie Ruthie May. We love you so much. We thank God for you. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, Cousin Doretha, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? How you been?
I'm blessed this morning, highly favored, and I hope the entire family is doing well. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. We love you so much. Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. All is well, thankful, happy, and out here in the park walking. We're about 2 hours late, so just a lot of noise, but just glad to be here. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, you guys. Good to have you back on the line. We missed you last Saturday. We lift you up in prayer. So we're so happy to hear your voice here again this Saturday. You always miss. Know that we always miss you when you're not on the line. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
God.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Ain't Eliza Jane, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been? Ain't Eliza Jane? I guess that's not your number. Amen. Hallelujah. Ain't Eliza Jane, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? How you been? Okay, maybe. All right. Well, I thought I knew a number. Area code 601-807-6562.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Sister Gortal, Sister Sharon. Okay, that's your number. Sister Sharon, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? How you been?
I am fine. And I just thank the Lord because he is worthy to be praised.
Thank you, Lord,
for letting me see a new day that I had never seen before.
Thank God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for you this morning. Amen. Sister Billy Mama, I'm sorry, she's my mama's for the church family. Carolyn Mama, how you doing this morning? God bless you. How you doing? How you been? Carolyn, you got two lines open on here. Let me try another one. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you on this line. Okay, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I say he was nice. I just thank him, and grateful. I'm doing good.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. Thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Aunt Eliza Jane, welcome. God bless you. How you doing? How you been? Okay, that must not be Aunt Eliza Jane number then. Whose phone number is 601-807-7158?
That's your cousin Connie.
Cousin Connie, God bless you. Welcome. We haven't heard you on the line in a minute. God bless you. Good to have you.
Yeah, it's good
How
to be
doing?
Here.
How you been?
Doing good. You know, everything is wonderful. Beautiful day. My mom got her voice back. I can hear when she's talking. So God is good. I don't know if you want my prayer petition right now. Are you asking for that?
I'm going to take it after we have our scripture. After scripture, we'll have the prayer petition, and I'll just pray it all together. I have an appointment this morning, and so I wanted to make sure I did get on the prayer call.
Yeah. You remember when you prayed for my husband to work on the house? He's working on the house for me. So you had prayed for that a while back. So God is good.
Yes.
He's over there right now.
Hey, man.
Okay.
Glory to God. Won't he do it? Walking expectancy. Just expecting it to come to happen. Amen. And God does it in his time. So that God gets all the glory. Amen. So we just thank God.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Glory to God. Again, welcome, family. Amen. I'm doing good, doing fine this morning. My family, all is well with me and my house. I pray all is well with you and your house as well. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we come believing on the line today as we do every Saturday, believing and trusting God for all that we petition in prayer by faith and walking in expectancy. That means we rest and know that God is able to do all things that fail. This morning, family, we're going to be coming out the book of Romans chapter 6, verse 1 through 6. Amen. I'm sorry. Yeah, Romans chapter 6, I'm sorry, verses 1 through Hallelujah. 1 through 6, 1 through 7, 1 through 8. Actually, it's going to be 1 through 11. We're just going to go 1 through 11 here quickly. In the name of Jesus, amen. I hate to rush, but I did not want to miss the call. So please forgive me and bear with me this day, amen. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, have your way. The Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 1 through 12, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized in Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also shall walk in newness of life. Amen. That's all I said. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Verse 7 says, for he who has died has been freed from sin. And I'm going to stop right there, amen. So that's 1 through 7. 1 through 7, what the Bible says, family, amen, is that in this scripture reading about sin here, if God loves to forgive, why not give him more to forgive? Amen. So if forgiveness is guaranteed, do we have the freedom to sin as much as we want? Apostle Paul's, that is a question. I'm sorry, y'all. That is a question. Apostle Paul's forceful answer is certainly not such an attitude. Deciding ahead of time to take advantage of God shows that a person does not understand the seriousness of sin. You hear people saying, God knows my heart, and they'll continue operating in sin, continue operating according to the world. See, God's forgiveness does not make sin less serious. His son's death for sin shows us the dreadful seriousness of sin. Jesus paid with his life so that we could be forgiven. The availability of God's mercy must not become an excuse for careless living and moral laxness, you all. In the church of Apostle Paul's day, immersion was the usual form of baptism. That is, new Christians were completely buried in water. They understood this form of baptism to symbolize the death and burial of the old way of life. Coming up out the water symbolized resurrection to new life with Christ. If we think of our own simple life as dead and buried, we have a powerful motive to resist sin. We can consciously choose to treat the desires and temptations of the old nature as if they were dead. Amen? Then we can continue to enjoy our wonderful new life with Jesus Christ. Amen? Hallelujah to your name, God. We thank God this morning. And the Bible says, we've got to be in verse 5 and 6, Romans 6, 5 and 6 here. We can enjoy our new life in Christ because we are united with him in his death and resurrection. Our evil desires of bondage to sin and our love of sin died with him. Now, united by faith. Hallelujah. We're now united by faith with him in his resurrection life. We have unbroken fellowship with God and freedom from sin's hold on us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's the reason they stopped this morning. Amen. Come on out of that old way of thinking, that old self. You, the old woman, old man has died. We are new in Christ Jesus. Amen. The old has passed away and the new stands today, trusting and believing, having faith in the one who came to save us. Amen. Hallelujah. Deliver us from the power of death and sin. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says in verse 6 here, the verse understanding is we have the power and penalty of sin. Hallelujah. God with Christ on the cross. Our own man, our temple nature died once and for all, so we are free from this power. Amen. The body of sin is man, and it's not the human body. But our rebellious sin, sin-loving nature inherited from Adam, though our body willingly cooperates with our temple nature, we must not regard the body as evil. It is the sin in us that is evil, and it is the power of sin at work in our body that is defeated. Apostle Paul has already stated that through faith in Christ, we stand acquitted, amen, not guilty before God. Here, Apostle Paul emphasizes that we need no longer, you all, live under sin's power. God does not take us out of the world or make us robots. We will still feel like sinning, and sometimes we will sin. The difference is that before we were saved, we were slaves to our simple nature. But now, and I'll say it again, but now we can choose to live for Christ and be free. And be free indeed. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. And I pray that we all be the doers of the word of God. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to start with a verbal scene this morning and a petition to prayer. And we come into agreement by saying amen. A verbal scene. Go ahead.
Yes, I first. I want to tell you that Classy told me, tell you, she wouldn't be on the line today. They're having something at her house. And so
okay.
I want to special prayer for my sister Irma,
yes,
for my children, my grandchildren,
yes.
And a special prayer. I love to hear my sister Ruth May's voice on the line. She got a voice back, and thank you, glory,
amen.
Hallelujah. for us,
yes,
back. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We all come into agreement. We say amen this morning. Hallelujah. Come into agreement with our Aunt Bernadette, our sister. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. At this time, the line, everybody, line is open. If you have background, stuff in your background, can you mute your call until your name is called? Because the lines are open. Amen. Glory to God. So if you can mute your call until your name is called, because we're getting your feedback on the line. You may have your speaker. You may be in a car on a speaker. You may be in your house on a speaker. But we're getting your feedback. So if you can put your phone on mute. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Bonnie and Avila, God bless you. Go ahead.
Thank you, God, for, like I said, another wonderful, beautiful day. Thank God for blessing me with my health and strength and to carry on. I thank you for praying for me in order to do these things also. Thank you.
Good. Thank you, Lord.
You want to take
and your position is to continue to walk in it. Yes, Lord.
Hey.
Your petition in prayer this morning.
Thank you, God, for, you know, blessing my family, the continued blessing for him, and just want to just say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Mama.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for your prayer.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We come into agreement with our family member and loved one, our sister in Christ. We all say amen. Amen. Cousin Brenda Gale and Auntie Ruth Remain. Mm-hmm.
All right. Talk loud. What's your prayer request this morning?
With his mouth, a request. I thank the Lord. He woke me up this morning. Clothe me in my right mind.
Yes, Lord.
It's my family.
Yes, Lord.
Doing pretty good. God bless her. I pray thee.
Yes, Lord. Oh, God, we do thank you, Father. Amen,
amen,
and amen. Yes, Lord.
I talked to one who just sent me a gift. And them by y'all, them sisters, and I told they had a prayer line. The way she talked, they was back to be connected with it.
Oh, yes, Lord.
And all them goods that was in Gina.
Oh.
They be on that prayer line. With,
bless us all.
So, anyway, if you
yes, Lord.
With us, I can talk to her. I'm sure she is connected. Prayer line. Okay.
All right, all right. Thank God.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, family. Praise and thank God for a glorious day. My mom and I are up and excited to see what the good Lord has in store for us. We pray that he continue to bless us, keep us, lead us, guide us. All about children, husbands, aunts, uncles, cousins. Just bless us all, Lord. Bless us all. And God be the glory.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Sarita, Sister Sarita. Sister Sarita, go ahead.
I'm asking for blessings for the Jones family, Brown family, Scott family. And the Mackey family and the Fager family. Amen.
Amen.
The Jones family, what else family you said? Jones, Scott?
Brown Mackie. And Mackis and Fraser.
Wow. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We're coming to a group right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Cousin Kim?
Amen. Forgive me for the noise from the park, from the wind, but I just want to thank God for another morning. Thank God for my friend walking with me, Kathy, and thank God to continue to bless our family. And thank you, Tyler Nika, for stepping out of your busy schedule to make sure that the family prayer line is continuing on. Thank you.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sister Sharon, join my bishop. Go ahead.
I want to say thank God for this day, and I'm asking prayers for the Moore family in the name of Jesus. Also the Mackie family in the name of Jesus. Also my husband in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because I know God is a healer. And I'm asking y'all blessings in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. We come into agreement with your prayer. We all say amen this morning. Amen. God bless you, Sister Sharon. Mama, go ahead, Carolyn. God bless.
Can you hear me good?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me? All right.
Yes, ma'am.
I pray for the continued blessing with the healing. Did a prayer for my family to come close and walk with the Lord. Pray for strength for you.
Yes,
just lifting up my family.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We all come into agreement by saying amen this morning.
Say a special prayer for my 96-year-old uncle in New Orleans who lost his wife on yesterday. So God be his strength in his time of sorrow.
Amen. 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 I'm writing down, everybody. God bless you. We come into agreement right now. We pray his strength. We call God of all comfort to comfort him in his time of loss. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, as you wrap your arms around him, oh God, oh Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. We know that your God can do all things, and Lord, we ask that you move on him right now. That peace come and be still. Let his heart not be weary, oh God. Hallelujah. That he'll know that his strength comes from you. We thank you, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray for God with the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Cousin Connie, God bless you. Go ahead with your prayer petition this morning.
Pray for my cousin Ann. She got stung by a wasp, and that she will get speedy recovery from that. And my son Daniel kind of woke up one morning and had kind of lost use of his legs that morning, and he wasn't able to go to work, so we don't know what's going on with that, but pray for him. His name is Daniel, my only son. You already, and Auntie Emily, you keep her in prayer that blood clot will be removed and gone to the pit of hell. So,
okay.
God bless her. Auntie Irma, Emily,
okay.
My mom's sister, right,
yes,
keep her in
yes,
prayer. She has a blood clot some in her lungs, and it will be removed in Jesus' name.
Amen. Right now, amen. We thank God. We petition all in prayer today by faith and our combined faith. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing. Let us pray, family. Let us enter in by faith. Combine in our faith this morning, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come and from every distraction that may be pulling your attention away so that we can lift up every family member that's on the line and all that we pray for today. Lifting up Auntie Irma Lee, your sister, your aunt. Lifting up Daniel, your son. Lifting up him and your husband, Lifting up your friend, your family, and those who you're deficient in prayer today. Lifting up yourself and trusting God for a mighty move in your life, and those who we petition in prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, we combine our faith this morning. Let us enter in by faith, believer. We come as believers, oh God. We come open ourselves, oh God, and follow you underneath your mighty hand, oh God. And Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you are most mighty right now on this side, oh God. Bringing healing to those that need the healing, oh God. Bringing peace to those that have chaos and drama that's going on right now, confusion, oh God. Let peace come and be still in the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Oh Lord, we ask that you're most mighty right now, oh God, in all that we petition and pray, oh God, in all in the life of your daughter Bernadine, the life of your daughter Laverne, the life of your daughter Vera, the life of your daughter Brenda Gale, the life of your daughter Ruth Mae, the life of your daughter Dorisa, the life of your daughter Kimberly, oh God, the life of your daughter Sharon, oh God, the life of your daughter Kettle, the life of your daughter Connie this day, oh God, in all that we pray this day, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the life of our husband, oh God, in our children's life, our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, children of God, in the name of Jesus Christ, and let us generations to come after us, oh God, we pray their protection, we pray their strength, we pray that they will come to know Christ, amen, that all will be saved. That is our prayer this morning, oh God, that everyone will come to know your God, that you will call them close to you, oh God, call them nigh unto you this day, oh God, that they all will be saved, in the name of Jesus Christ, and let us, and Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God, as we combine our faith, oh God, that you will move mighty, oh God, breaking every stronghold, soul tie, hallelujah. Strongmen and messengers of Satan right now. Every prison that the enemy has put us in, our family members in, let it be broken and destroyed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, we declare and declare that we are free indeed right now. For the Son has set us free, so we are free indeed. And we receive that freedom of today, and we walk in it by faith. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, we will not turn to the left or to the right, oh God, but we will keep our minds set on you, Father God. We will look up and know our help coming from you, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, let us operate, oh God, with peace, hallelujah, and gentleness, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, teach us, oh God, and guide us and bless us, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for continued blessings, oh God, in the life of this family, oh God, in the life of the Jones family, the Scott family, amen, the Mackey family, the Brown family, the Dillard family, the Manning family, oh God, the Jenkins family, oh God, right now, the Carson family, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, move mighty, oh God, in the Green family, the Smith family, the Lee family. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, you know, oh God, we ask that you move mighty right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for strength and healing, oh God, for your daughter, Irma, and thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh, Lord, deliver, oh God, with everything that the enemy has set upon our life. We come against every pain, ache, and discomfort right now. We speak to the blood, God. We command you to be dissolved right now. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ and leave our body in a normal way. We declare and declare victory over right now, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, my faith. We declare and declare we're enticing purchases in us. But we just say right now, by faith, that great is he that's in us and he that's in the world, that we're more than conquered through Christ Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us. The blood covers 191, and we decree and declare that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Lord, we ask that you bless, heal, deliver, and set free, oh God. Oh, Lord, make a way for Daniel, oh God, as we lift him up this day, oh God. Oh, Lord, turn it around right now, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we know you'll be about a turnaround, oh God. Whatever it is, oh God. Hallelujah. Turn it around for us, good. Every curse that the enemy has in his way, Lord, turn it around to be a blessing to his life right now. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We live on a prayer. We pray her peace, amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we just say hallelujah. In the lives of James, we pray her peace and protection. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, bless us, be upon her right now. Oh Lord, I ask that you bless everyone that's on the line, every family member, those who purpose our hearts to be on the line. Oh Lord, bless us, oh God. Hallelujah. Will you bless us, oh God? Will you multiply us with your goodness, oh God, and our favor? In the name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. We ask that Jesus. The same that you kept your one angels around us and our family members and loved ones, oh God. Protect them from seeing and unforeseen dangers. Day, oh God, and those of us and myself that are traveling on the road, oh God, oh Lord, give us traveling grace and mercy, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle, form of transportation we may enter into as a car or a person, every road, hallelujah, every street, every highway, airway, seaway, every place built on the home that we may enter into, everywhere our feet may tread. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ for our protection, and we decree and declare by the God, take us, and in the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, that no weapon platform that gives us some power, and every tongue that rises up against us, the judgment God shall condemn. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. Father, let your power surround us right now. Let your high-ranking angels locate us right now and stand guard around us and protect us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, on every side, wherever there's any attack, oh God, or any situation that poses a threat against our lives, against our family, against our children, our grandchildren, children to come, oh Lord, intervene divinely right now, Lord God, and hallelujah, preserve us, oh God, and protect our lives and those in our family. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you for your protection and your strengthening right now and your deliverance. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we know, Father God, that deliverance is only available in Christ Jesus to those who believe. Oh God, we come believing. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, so even right now as we believe, hallelujah, let deliverance manifest, oh God. Deliver us from everything that poses a threat to our lives. And strengthen us right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Even if we feel like we cannot go on anymore, oh Lord, release your strength right now, your supernatural strength, so that we can keep on keeping on in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
God, we ask
thank
in Jesus'
Lord.
Name that you increase us, oh God, increase our faith to receive the miracle working power on the inside, Father God. Increase us in patience, oh God. Increase us, oh God, to walk and live a life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That is pleasing to our fight, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, deliver us, oh God, from ourselves, oh God. Deliver us from bitterness, oh God, right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, deliver us from being the keys of the blessing, oh God. But to teach, oh God, those, oh Lord, to walk according to your will, oh God, to have a kind word to say, oh God, let us speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen, we decree and declare that we go after the kingdom of God, and we will not be denied, and we will not take any kind of people's substitutes, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God.
Yeah.
go other way. And Lord, I pray for our residents right now. I pray their strength and protection, oh God. I pray that they will be guided and led by your Holy Spirit, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, that they will not be tempted by worldly things, but just the conversation of people. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we talk to the spirit of the man this day, oh God, that they will take their position in the hall, oh God, and be the head of the house and the peace of the home. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, fill them with your knowledge and wisdom, oh God. They will operate, oh God, with a sound mind and not with a double mind. For your word says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Oh Lord, we thank you right now because we know that you are not the author of confusion. So we declare and declare peace. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. We give it all over to you for eternity, Father God. And we thank you.
Thank you.
We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are blessed and we can never be cursed. And we are the head and not the tail. We are top and not the deep. And we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for loving us. We thank you that we can declare the God right now that we're born again. Amen. Hallelujah. The Word of God, the incorruptible seed of the Word of God, that we're children of God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you've called us worthy, of God, that you've set us apart, oh God, for such a time as this. And we thank you. Oh Lord, let us receive right now fresh awe, fresh anointing, fresh strength, fresh revelation, fresh man, oh God. Let our heads let no oil and our garments to remain white, oh God. And we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we're blessed and we're going from glory to glory to glory. And walking with us in our home. And we thank you for it, Lord. We speak the blood of Jesus Christ over every home right now, every marriage, hallelujah, every child.
Amen.
Yes, Lord,
while
amen.
We still have time.
So I just thank God for you. I thank you all for being patient with me today. I don't like to rush, but I don't want to miss what God has for me to do. Amen. God bless you. Ain't running thing. Go ahead. If you have anything to say, go ahead and do so. If not, just say amen. Father, I can say that. Go ahead.
Thank you, Father God, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, go ahead.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. I think I heard you both. Amen. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Cousin Brenda Gill and Aunt C. Ruth and May, God bless you. Go ahead. Cousin Brenda Gill and Aunt C. Ruth and May.
God bless you.
Amen.
Bless you, God bless you.
Yes,
may
Lord,
God's favor and his blessings cover you, rest on you,
yes,
and your family in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh,
amen.
We love you, we love
amen.
You, we love you. Thank God for you.
Amen. Yeah. We love
amen.
You too. I thank God for you all. Amen. Glory to God. Glory
amen.
To God. Glory to God.
Amen.
I don't want to miss you. I don't know. Y'all can give me a single one.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Now we can.
All right,
now
glory to God. I'm trying to do too many things. I'm trying to, I have to work two shifts in here to be on and drive and hold the phone. Okay. I'm back on. Glory to God. God bless you. A.T. Ruth and May and Cousin Brenda Gale. God bless you. Sister Dorita, go ahead. God bless you.
I love y'all and God bless you. Have a beautiful day. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. God keep you, God. We thank God for you. We love you so much. Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. God bless you and love the family. And everyone have a blessed weekend.
Amen.
Amen. You too. God bless you. We love you so much, Cousin Kim. Have a good week, a good weekend as well. Amen. 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 Sister Sharon, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you. And I love you. And
oh, I love
you too. On the road. And bless the
yes,
family.
Lord.
I love you all.
Amen.
And stay under the blood of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. I love you too. And I thank God for you. Love to hear your voice. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Dilla, Mama, are you on the line?
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Be safe.
Amen. Amen. Yes, ma'am. I'm being safe. I'm driving, trying to work this too at the same time. Amen. God bless you. I love you. Thank God for you so much. I love you so much. Thank you for everything you do. And everything you purpose
Amen.
Your heart to do. Amen. Glory
Amen.
To God. Amen. Cousin Connie, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, God bless you. God bless the family, your family, the whole family here.
Amen.
Good to hear everybody on the line, and amen and amen.
Hey, amen. Glory to God. Once again, I just thank you, our family, for coming to agreement. Amen. And being obedient to what God has called us to do in this season and this time of our life. Standing the gap for our family and being strong and being united. Amen. In Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And just allowing the Holy Spirit to change us. And, you know, we have to make a decision to stay changed, to stay delivered, to stay set free, because the enemy is every day, all day, doesn't rest to find who he can devour. And so we just got to stay in that place. The Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee. So when you want to go off and when you want to say something or do something you know that is not of Christ, you got to resist it. And it will, and the devil will flee. It will leave. But you have to resist it. Remember that you're already saved. God has already blessed you. He's already blessed you. Like the song said, if he doesn't do anything else, he's already done enough when he sent his son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and he did it all on the cross. So we have to have that mindset.
Amen.
That it's already done, either on this side or on the other side when we enter into eternity. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. May his face shine upon you and bless you and be good unto you and your family, and household be blessed. May your house be a house of prayer. Amen. A house of prayer, a house of peace. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we just thank God. I love you. I thank y'all for you. Y'all continue to pray for me as I pray for you daily, and my husband, and his strength and protection. I love you. I thank God for you. Remember, Jesus is Lord. The devil is already defeated, and we come together to stay in Jesus' name. Glory, hallelujah. We
glory,
thank God.
Hallelujah.
You have a blessed day, a blessed weekend in the Lord of next week. Amen,
amen,
amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Cher.
Ooh,
hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Capricorn.
All right, all right. Let's go.
Capricorn. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
One time,
one time,
one time, one time,
yeah.
Don't
on a great day. But when I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout. Then I